Our reading this morning, our first reading this morning is from Psalm 67, which can be found on page 581 of the Pew Bible. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. And the second one is from Revelation, chapter 7, reading from verse 9. And that's on page 1238. The great multitude in white robes. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing round the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honour and power and strength be to our God for ever and ever. Amen."
Thanks, Fiona. As we just heard from the scripture, salvation belongs to our God. And so in that same spirit of faith, in the same words, we sing our next song of praise.
Okay, good morning. And good morning especially to the boys and girls. I'm just going to stick this here. Yeah, I think I'm on. Okay, I would like to introduce you this morning, if we can get the slides up, to a little boy called Elisha. And I'll show you, while the slides are coming up, I'll show you where he lives. So, this is the world, in case you were wondering, and this is where we live in Scotland. And if you go south quite a long way, you come to this huge continent called Africa. And in the middle of Africa, there is a country called Cameroon, and it's just here in the middle of Africa. And that's where this little boy called Elisha lives. And Elisha, if you look at the picture, Elisha is the one in the bright red shirt in the front row. And he has two brothers and a sister. He goes to school and he loves playing football. Do any of you like playing football? Okay. No, never mind. He also likes colouring and things like that, okay? And Elisha also goes to church and goes to Sunday school. And you can see him sitting in the Sunday school class there. But until a few years ago, at church, when somebody would read the Bible in church, Elisha couldn't understand. And he couldn't understand because when the Bible was read in church, it would be read in a different language that he didn't speak. And I want to just show you a little bit what that feels like. So I've got a New Testament here, part of the Bible, in the Ketubah language. I'm just going to read you a little bit and see if anybody can understand it, okay? Naina yeso tubilaka bao kingana yai. Kana nakati ya beno kele na muntu yina kena mameme nkama, mpeni yandi zimbisa di memi mosi. Is anybody understanding? That sounds like Doric, there we go. That was the story of the lost sheep that you didn't understand because it wasn't in your language. Now, why is it important for us to understand the Bible in our language? Can anybody think why it's important that we understand the Bible? What does the Bible tell us about? Anybody? Yeah? Okay, the Bible tells us about Jesus. Very good. And the Bible tells us about God. It tells us about how God can forgive us and how God saves us, doesn't it, through Jesus. So it's really important for us to understand the Bible. And thankfully, there's people now who are translating the Bible into Elisha's language. And so he will be able to understand it. Okay, but it's not always easy to translate the Bible. Can anybody tell me what is in this picture? Yeah. A snowman. Okay. So snow is something that we know a lot about in Scotland. But in Elisha's country, it never snows because it's very hot there. So there's no word for snow in his language. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, "Wash me and I will be whiter than snow." And this verse is teaching us about God's forgiveness, that when God forgives us for the bad things that we do, it's like he's washing us and we become so clean that we're whiter than snow. But in Elisha's language, there's no word for snow. So it's not easy to translate that. So what they have to do is think of something else that's very, very white. Can anybody think of something that's very, very white? That's not snow. Sugar, okay. We could have said, "Wash me and I will be whiter than sugar." Flour, okay. Salt, maybe. Okay, well, they chose a bird like this that's very, very white called the egret. And they said, "Wash me and I will be whiter than the egret." And it has the same sense of very, very white. Here's another one that's difficult to translate. Who can tell me what this picture is? Yeah? Noah's Ark, thank you. So Noah's Ark is a story in the Bible that I'm sure you all know, and we learn about how God saves the family of Noah. And Ark is a funny word even in English. It's not a word we hear outside of church, is it? So can someone tell me what an Ark is? A boat, thank you. An Ark is a very big boat. So you might think, well, it's easy to translate Ark. You just say it's a very big boat. And in English, that works really well because we have lots of types of boats. And some of them are very big, and some of them even have rooms inside. But in Elisha's language, there's only one type of boat, and this is what it looks like. So can you imagine it? What does it look like? It looks like a canoe, doesn't it? Can you imagine if you translated Noah's Ark as a very, very big canoe? And then you put all the animals inside, and then it rains and pours for 40 days. What's going to happen to the canoe? It's going to sink. Okay, so it's not very good to translate Ark as a very big canoe. So they had to find another way to do it. And they chose a word which is a general word for vehicle that could be a car or a bus or a lorry or any kind of transport. And they said it's a very, very big vehicle for the water. And at least if you're in a bus or a car and it rains and pours for 40 days, you're not going to get wet. So that's the way they chose to translate it. So it's not always easy to translate, but thankfully people are working hard and translating the Bible into Elisha's language. So he will be able to understand God's message about Jesus, God's message about his forgiveness and how he can save us. Okay, so we're just going to pray for these people that are translating the Bible. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the people many, many years ago who translated the Bible into English so that we can understand it. And we thank you for the people who are translating the Bible into Elisha's language. And we pray that you would help them to know how to translate those difficult places like Ark and snow and other places that are difficult to translate so that Elisha and many other children like him will be able to understand what the Bible says to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to sing another song, "Be Bold, Be Strong."